CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. You can find the text of the bulletin on the RSGB's own website and text with the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. Good morning, this is GB2RS News. Today is Sunday the 15th of December 2019. Here are the main news headlines. RSGB Christmas opening times, Radcom Basics out now, happy birthday GB3BS. RSGB headquarters will close for the Christmas New Year period from 12 noon on the 24th of December. It opens again at 8:30 on the 2nd of January. During that time, if you need information about amateur radio, exams or Radcom, you'll find lots of information on the RSGB website. Last UK orders from the RSGB shop for delivery for Christmas is 10 a.m. on Friday the 20th of December. The deadline for overseas orders has passed, so don't forget to use your RSGB member's voucher against the purchase, or any purchase. The RSGB's National Radio Centre at Bletchley Park will be closed on Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, Boxing Day and New Year's Day. Visitors should also note that the NRC will close early, that's at 3 p.m. on New Year's Eve. A new edition of Radcom Basics is now out. RSGB members can read it today by going to the RSGB site, where you can also register to receive a notification of subsequent issues as they become available. Repeater GB3BS is celebrating its 10th year at the Lansdowne site, IO81DK. After more than 30 years of continuous operation at Crossham Hospital, it was moved on the 19th of December 2009 to make way for a multi-million pound refurbishment of the Grade 2 listed hospital building that had been its home for so long. GB3BS is also celebrating its 43rd year of operation, serving Bristol and the surrounding area. The GB3BS repeater group believe it was either the second or third UHF repeater to be licensed in the UK, so happy birthday GB3BS. Yota Month is in full swing, and thanks to local clubs and schools, Scouts Group has already introduced large numbers of youngsters to amateur radio. Flight Refueling ARS in Wimborne had 7 young people involved in their activation, 2 were already licensed, and they hoped that at least 2 of the visitors would be future foundation candidates. This weekend, the 14th and 15th of December, the RSGB's National Radio Centre is hosting the call sign. Do take young family or club members to take part in this event. RSGB members can download their free Bletchley Park entrance voucher from the RSGB website. On Tuesday and Thursday, M0WHP will operate from 1800 to 2359 UTC, and G0MFR will do the same on Wednesday. Friday and Saturday, a multi-young operator activity supervised by M0SDV will take place over 48 hours. Next Sunday the 22nd, the Royal School of Signals will operate from 1200 to 1800 UTC. The reports, presentations and minutes from the recent 2019 RSGB Spectrum Forum annual meeting are now available. The material provides a unique overview on a wide range of topics, from EMC, HF to VHF and microwaves, from both the society and nationally affiliated groups. This year's meeting includes an overview of the result of the 2019 World Radio Conference and recent changes and concerns regarding call signs and license revalidation. The reports are online on the RSGB books. That is on the RSGB website. There will be no GB2RS news script for Sunday the 29th of December. Newsreaders are of course free to run a net under their own call sign on their normal transmission slot. Won't apply to this reading. An abbreviated script will be prepared for Sunday the 5th of January for those newsreaders who are able to read on that day. Normal service will be resumed on the 12th of January. The RSGB would like to take the opportunity to thank all the GB2RS News Reading volunteers for their service to the amateur radio community throughout the year. 2 more videos from the 2009 RSGB convention will shortly be released to members. First is a recording of Dean Pesnell's speaking via Skype about the Solar Dynamics Observatory, SDO, the Sun and the ionosphere. Second video is RSGB EMC committee members John Rogers, M0JAV, and David Lauder, G0SNO, delivering an EMC workshop. Both will be available on the RSGB website under videos, where you'll already find many more from this and previous RSGB conventions. Over the Christmas period, there are fewer contests than usual, so you may like to take part in a worked hall postcodes sponsored by Moonraker and assisted by several other dealers. The idea is simple: work as many different postcode areas as you can on 4 metres, 2 metres, 70 sems and 23 sems. Activity rights nights are Wednesdays, but contact of any day on any day is valid. The award website is amateur-radio.co.uk. Now, details of rallies and events for the coming week. No more rallies or events listed for this year. Please send details of next year's rallies and events as soon as possible, please, to radcom at rsgb.org.uk. Now for DX News, from 425 DX News and other sources, Tony 3D2AG expects to be active portable from Rotuma, IOTA reference OCO60, starting around the 17th of December and continuing until mid-January 2020. He plans to operate CW, RITI, FT8 and SSB on the 160 to 6 metre bands. He will have no internet access while on the island. QSL via 3D2AG or Club Logs OQRS for FT8 only. Rudy DB1RUL will be active holiday style as Fox Kilo stroke callsign from Uvea Island, which is OCO33 in New Caledonia, from the 18th to the 21st of December, and from Idipan OCO32 from the 23rd to the 27th of December. QSL home call, director bureau, and logbook of the world. Joshua W9HT will be active as HC5JLT from Ecuador between the 15th and 21st of December. He'll operate SSBCW in digital modes on the HF bands and 6 metres. QSL via home call. Ron PP2RON will be active holiday style as PY6 stroke call sign from Itaparica Island, SA023, from the 20th of December to the 1st of January. He'll operate SSBCW, possibly FT8, on the 80 to 6 metre bands. QSL home call. Sabre SQ1SGB expects to be active as VP8HAL from the Hawley 6 research station in Antarctica until the 8th of February 2020. In his spare time, he'll operate SSB plus FT8 and JT65 on the 40 and 20 metre bands. QSL EB7DX. Now, special event news. CN19JIM will be active on the 21st and 22nd of December from Imlil in the High Atlas mountain range of Morocco. The call sign Suffolk translates to International Mountain Day. QSL RW6HS. DL250BTHVN will be active from Bonn on the 16th and 17th of December 2020, helping mark Beethoven anniversary year. Please send special event details to radcom@rsgb.org.uk as soon as possible. We haven't received special event stations from Ofcom in previous months, so you must let us know to get your event publicised here on GB2RS or Radcom or online. Now, contest news. The second machine-generated mode contest ends its 24 hours at 1400 UTC today, the 15th. Using the 50 and 144 MHz bands, the exchange, a signal report, and your four-character locator. The ARRL 10-meter contest ends its 48-hour run at 2359 UTC today, the 15th. Exchange a signal report and serial number with USA stations, sending state code and Canadians their province code. On Tuesday, the 1.3 gigs UK activity contest runs from 2000 to 2230 UTC, using all modes, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. On Thursday, it's the turn of the 70 megs UK activity contest, also 2000 to 2230 UTC. It's also all modes with the exchange signal report, serial number and locator. UK 6 Meter Group's Winter Marathon runs until the end of January. There are no specific operating modes or periods, just work as many locator squares as you can on the 50 megs band. Now, the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO this week, NOAA and NASA produced their latest forecast for the upcoming solar cycle. It predicts that we will be at the solar minimum in April 2020, plus or minus 6 months. We should therefore begin to see a slow rise in new cycle sunspots towards the end of next year. It says that the next cycle is likely to be similar to the last one and will peak in July 2025, plus or minus 8 months, with a smooth sunspot number of 115. This isn't very exciting, but it's roughly in line with how solar cycle 24 performed. Cycle 24 peaked in April 2014 with an average sunspot number of 82. More importantly, it says there is no indication of an approaching Maunder-type minimum. This last week was characterised by quiet geomagnetic conditions with a maximum KP index of 3. There were no sunspots and the solar flux index hovered between 70 and 72. Next week, NOAA predicts unsettled geomagnetic conditions between the 18th and 21st due to coronal hole activity. Needless to say, the solar flux index will remain around 70, reflecting a lack of sunspots. Daytime critical frequencies, as measured by the Chilton Digisonde, are currently in the range of 4.8 to 6.1 MHz, which makes 40 metres difficult for short skip. Maximum usable frequencies over a 3,000 km path are reaching 18 megs at times, with occasional openings up to 21, but you may find the 40 MHz band more reliable. 80 metres should remain open to both short skip and DX during the night, after a short dip just after sunset. By 18:30 UTC, the F layer should stabilise and the band may become more usable, especially for paths over 100 kilometres. Now for VHF and up, the coming week shows that once again we have predominantly low-pressure systems over the UK, mostly centred over the north of Britain and even further to the north. This means that several occasions where there could be some rain scatter on the microwave bands to chase down. For completeness, we need to consider Tropo, but with a total absence of high-pressure areas, it's unlikely to feature much during the next week. Something of a wild card next, that winter sporadic is not unknown, and with a strong set of jet streams over the country during the first part of the week, it is just possible that a check on the clusters may reveal some unseasonal sporadic E on bands like 10 metres and 6, particularly on the digital modes like FT8. It may also lead to some good days on HF bands for short skip paths on, say, 20 metres, and perhaps give some boosted local net propagation on low frequency bands like 80 metres, long after the F2 has dipped below 3.5 MHz. We're now just past the peak of the Geminids meteor shower on Saturday night, but there may be still some activity for the meteor scatter folk into the coming week as the shower tails off. That is until the Ursids shower starts to become dominant from around the middle of the week, peaking on Sunday through Monday. Although not a large shower, there have been occasional meteor numbers beyond that normally expected, so it might be worth waiting up for. Now to EME, the mood will be waning throughout this week as the moon also moves closer to perigee by midweek. Its closest point to Earth, this will mean low path loss. Sky noise also reaches its lowest midweek, so with low libration, the overall prospects for EME operation looks very good. That's it from the propagation team this week. That's all from me too, until next week.